This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, that was close. I thought I was going to make it at 6 o'clock straight up, but it's 6:01. Man, getting closer every day, though. You got to admit. Hey, welcome. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the KALC Studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Free for your phone, and you can take us anywhere you go. And the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Did somebody use my headphones or something, Schmidl? I'm good.
Somebody's got the headphones. Somebody's been borrowing the headphones, Schmidl?
No one was borrowing them.
Nobody was borrowing them?
No.
Okay. Well, we've got a problem. The jack. It's the wrong jack.
Why is the wrong jack on it?
I don't know.
If somebody didn't use them, explain that to me.
I got a feeling somebody used them.
I have a feeling, too, because...
Yeah. Okay. I think they did.
I'm good. All right, so I got it figured out. I'm plugged in now.
All right, okay. You are plugged in and ready to go. It's going to be 79 degrees today.
Woo! I'm going golfing today.
You're going golfing?
Yeah, with my
son.
No,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going?
Just to the executive course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does your son play golf?
A little bit, but here's what we're doing. Nina.
Yeah.
Nina over at, what's that one called? The
Inverness?
No, it's the executive. The
I don't know.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
Anyway, so Nina is going to give us a lesson for an hour.
Good.
So, because he hasn't golfed forever.
How'd you hook this up?
I just
Have
called
you known
them.
Her for a while?
No, I just called the pro shop.
No kidding.
Yeah,
you got it all hooked up.
I said,
funny how that works.
I called the pro shop. Well, my course that I live, anyway, my course is not open until mid-April.
Yeah.
So
it's still winter down there.
Yeah, so, or up there.
Or up there.
Are you talking about the family sports center?
Yeah,
that place off Arapahoe?
Okay. Yeah, that little par three. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I called that place, and Nina was like, well, I have a meeting at 3, and I think I can probably get you in. And and so I said, okay, well, he hasn't played golf forever. So, I said, do you have any men's clubs? Because I don't really want to let him use my PXGs.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I got a story for you on that, too. Go ahead.
So she's going to give him or us lessons for an hour, and then we're going to play.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to play nine holes.
Remember the guy that came in here one time, MJ, from Tampa?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I used to do a show with him down in Tampa.
Yeah.
But he was in town visiting. He came up here to see Jamie and I. I took him out to play one day, okay?
Yeah.
He's never played golf in his life,
okay?
So I let him borrow extra set of clubs I had. He broke all three woods.
No!
All three, Jamie.
No.
He would hit the ground.
That's $1,000 worth of clubs.
He would hit the ground so hard they would snap.
Yeah, that's why my kid's not using the PXG.
Dude, you're never going again.
Yeah.
You're never going again. Don't ever take somebody that's never played before out to play golf with your clubs.
Yeah, with your nice clubs.
You hit behind.
Yeah, but that's what's so great about this park and rec place. Like, she's like, oh, they have a ton of clubs and, you know, they want to get people outside and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's like Douglas County Park and Recreation or something.
I've never been over there. They say it's a really nice place.
It's it is. And it's kind of cool because when you're on some of the holes, the private jets, you feel like you can touch their underbellies.
No kidding.
The way they come in at you, you think they're going to kill you.
Yeah, they come right above you.
Oh my God, it's so scary, but also awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then it also makes you feel really poor because you're on a public course that costs like $4 to play. And these jets that cost, I don't know, $80 million or they're flying towards you. You're like, hey! Right.
They're dumping all over the top of you.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
dumping their poop on you peasants down there playing golf.
That's what it feels like.
You know what I mean?
There's something laughing.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. It is a Thursday, as I said, 79 degrees today. You know, my grass is starting to come back already.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it feels like spring.
I started watering mine yesterday.
My grass is confused.
Oh, did you really? Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. So in the weekend, I think it's rain, maybe some snow. Who knows? I don't know. Just enjoy today.
Exactly.
Right? That's the way to do it. All right. We've got Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. We'll do those right after we talk to David the Dwarf this morning. Okay.
You know how you said to me as we're getting on.
You know, I've second thought it too, Jamie.
You did?
Yeah, because you and I, Jamie and I had a conversation. Let me explain real quick here, okay? I got a friend of mine.
Maybe it's early and we're not in the mood yet.
We'll warm up to it, okay? We'll warm up to it.
Okay. Okay. Right.
So yesterday, well, I called a buddy of mine. His name's Dave the Dwarf. He is a dwarf, okay? And it was all about the Snow White movie and how they use CGI instead of real dwarfs. And it costs those guys jobs, you know? And they're kind of upset about it, their union. And so I said to Jamie yesterday, I said, let's get Dave the Dwarf on and let's hear his anger about the Snow White movie, right? So on our way out of here yesterday, now I called him, got it all set
it
up, 7:20, going to promote it all morning, boom, boom, we're set. We get in the elevator, Jamie and I look at each other, and I said, you know, we're probably going to regret this tomorrow. We're going to have a come to Jesus moment sometime today, and we're going to say, was that really a good idea?
Yeah, you go, you said, you know, tomorrow... this might not feel that funny. Yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
I'm kind of warming up to it, though, as we talk about it. Okay, just a little bit. Yeah. Our boss is excited.
I know. We got a text from our boss. He's very excited about it, which was bizarre.
He said he'll be listening. I can't wait to hear Dave the Dwarf.
But I have a feeling he was on the party bus when he wrote us.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that because they went skiing yesterday.
Yeah, right. So he probably had a couple of shots in.
A couple of, fireballs or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, might not be a good idea.
Yeah, everything seems like a good idea on fireballs.
Exactly.
Hey, text Dano, you can chime in if you want to at 303-222-5423. Dave the Dwarf, good idea
or
bad idea? We're talking about Snow White now.
Oh, my
God. And he could be drunk. We don't even know.
Oh, yeah, he gave us that option, too, because right now he's still working at a strip club, now.
He gets off at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they're 2 hours ahead, so he's been off for a couple of hours.
Oh, okay, good. So he's
still liquored up.
Yeah, well, right.
He's in Showgirls strip club till 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a day.
Bad idea. All right, we'll be right back. I got to think this over.
TJ and Jamie.
Yeah, sucker. Jonas Brothers tickets coming up around 7:25, 7:30, something like that. Hey, Spadell, I'm a little confused. You marked off the pre-sale on my sheet here. Is there no pre-sale?
The pre-sale, the sign-up is over. So you had to sign up yesterday, and then it's today is when the actual pre-sale is. But if you didn't sign up today, it doesn't have the... you can't go to their website and sign up now.
You mean if you didn't sell it, sign up yesterday?
Yeah, correct.
We probably should have told people that.
Yeah, we probably should have said that all week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying. Poor people. Yeah. We're like, the pre-sale's on Thursday, but we didn't tell them they had to pre-register for that. Sorry about that.
Little snafu there.
But the good news is you can still buy them on Friday, tomorrow. Wow. Right? You can buy them tomorrow?
Yeah.
At 10 a.m. That pre-sale stuff is overrated.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So yesterday was the day, huh?
But that you could, you need to register to buy them today, yeah. So if you're not registered, minor details.
Look, we're not your Jonas Brother hookup 24/7 around
exactly.
here. By the way, my wife woke up this morning. She was very upset, okay? She got up at 4 o'clock this morning. She got all ready, put on her leotards, everything to go to work out, right?
Okay.
Sneakers, got it all going. Hell, she was up before I was this morning, right?
Okay.
I mean, just really mindset of working out at 24-hour fitness. They don't open till 5.
Oh, yeah, and they're not open 24 hours at all. No, there's a lot about that on next door.
She was pissed. Yeah. She looked it up on her phone and said, wait a minute, You're called 24-hour fitness. You don't open till 5.
Yeah, somebody went there at like 10 o'clock at night and they were closed. Yeah. They were like, wait, what about this 24-hour fitness?
I think ever since COVID especially, because I used to go to 24-hour, I think it's changed, obviously. And it depends on the location,
That's
too.
What they were saying, too. It's all over next door because people are not happy about it.
Oh, I couldn't get out of the house fast enough. She was angry.
Well, I thought you guys set up a gym in the garage.
We did, but there's some machine she uses she doesn't work. We don't have that one. So I don't know, Jamie. All I do is get my pants on and leave.
So all the cars have been forced out of the garage to build a gym, but now she has a membership?
Now, 24-hour fitness.
I saw, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know that gym that's over here, the private gym?
Yeah.
Oh my God, all these girls, I don't know if you saw them yesterday, did you see like 20 girls in the parking lot on yoga mats?
No.
What? They were just working out in the parking lot?
In between cars. I think because it was so nice out.
Here?
Yeah, it's the one right by that little bar.
It's upstairs, yeah, it's the one that's upstairs?
No, it's... What's that bar used to be called right there?
The Lion Bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Wendy's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's a private gym there. There's a training place there.
There is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's
I don't know gyms that well.
Okay. It's not like a big name gym or anything. It's like a private guy.
Yeah. There's like 15 people can go at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
They were all
in the
parking lot on yoga mats.
That's great.
And it was, I'm like, what if somebody backs out? And those electric cars you can't even hear. Like they're backing out.
Yeah, if I hit a skinny girl, I'd think it's a speed bump.
Yeah, it was
weird. I
wouldn't
even stop.
I was like, it just felt dirty and weird.
That's like, odd.
And yoga mats are not very cushy.
No, very thin.
You run over.
I thought you guys might have seen them.
I didn't see them.
I guess they were
hunkered down between the cars. But I missed them yesterday.
So weird. I was like,
wish I'd caught him. Sounds intriguing.
Does it?
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, and for a split second, this only happened for a split second. I was like, okay, so it's like 10:30. Technically, I can make that class after work. I don't even know the name of the place.
It's in the same parking lot, though.
I know, right?
Hey, speaking of which, I got an idea on something, Jamie. I even wrote it down here, and I was thinking of it yesterday, and I thought that I would run this by you and see if you wanted to participate with it.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
All right? I was reading this thing yesterday on my X scroll, right? And it's a doctor, or at least that's what he's got in his title. I don't know. Fasting.
Oh, the water diets?
You game?
No, it's...
You and I, 72-hour fast?
No, because what? Joe Rogan said it was cool, too?
No. This is not Joe Rogan. This has got
because Joe Rogan just did it.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. No, there's a doctor that was on there, and he says it resets your mental capacity and the fogginess that you have. I feel foggy. I do.
You are foggy.
Well, maybe if I do the 72-hour fast, but I need a partner for it.
Well, somebody... ask your wife.
Hey, Carson, you want to fast?
Absolutely not.
No. I did a 24-hour fast once so that I could do some like hormone blood test before, and that 24 hours was awful.
Yeah, we've all done that, right? That is the worst thing right before you get your blood drawn. Uh-huh. I know. You're like, I'm really angry right now.
To go another 2 days.
I have to eat all the time.
This doctor said that the first time you do it, it's miserable. Oh. Just absolutely miserable. But it gets easier, you know, later on if you want to do it again and again. Again and again.
72 hours, that's a long
72
time.
Hours, and you get water, you get coffee, but nothing in it, right? Black coffee. And you can drink tea. Nothing in it, just tea. And supplements if you need electrolytes.
Dude, you wouldn't do my wall yoga. I'm not doing your water fasting.
You do wall yoga, she'll do the fasting.
And I even showed you Happy Baby, and you weren't interested. I was rejected.
Fasting to me sounds technically that it could work. Wall-to-wall yoga doesn't sound that good.
Well, it's a lot less effort to do the fasting.
Yeah.
Wall-to-wall yoga. That lasted 1 day, 2 days in here.
Yeah, one and a half.
Remember? So here's what broke
app,
it.
My app keeps yelling at me, you haven't checked in. You haven't checked in. Where are you?
Here's what broke it, okay? This is how dedicated to the wall-to-wall yoga Jamie was, okay? So the first day, she knocked it out, man.
Yeah, I did.
She got up against the wall here, and I've never seen somebody squat so good in my life. She looked great up there.
Thanks.
Okay? Second day, she's halfway into the routine. You know, they really push you with that wall-to-wall yoga. They scream at you if you don't do it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so she's doing it the second day, and halfway through, Crave cookies show up.
It's a true story. It is a true story. What are the chances, you guys?
It was the universe.
It was.
God was speaking. She's halfway into her wall-to-wall yoga, and here comes a box. I mean, this is a gigantic, you need a forklift for this box. And these are cookies the size of your friggin' head.
Yeah, and they bring them in. They're like, we want you to have free samples of all our cookies, all our flavors. I'm like, I am in the middle of wall-to-wall yoga. And now I'm in the middle of wall-to-wall yoga with a cookie in my mouth.
Wall-to-wall yoga has never made a comeback.
I will tell you this. I saw Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan did the 72-hour water challenge thing.
Yeah.
It is getting it's getting legs, if you will.
It is?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's why I saw it. Yeah. I saw it on my feed yesterday. Yeah. And I thought, and I'm being really serious about this. I feel like that, and we had this conversation with our boss, that since COVID, and I don't know if I ever had it or not. I really don't. But I've been really lethargic. My energy level's not what it used to be. And they say for your head and for your energy level and everything that this fasting thing could correct some of that.
And it also said it kills, it makes your, this is what it said. Okay, I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah, we don't know.
And it's funny that it went viral yesterday. We both read it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says that it kills like any precancerous cells. Your body will attack them because it doesn't have anything else to do. And because it's not worried about all this other stuff going on, and it just goes after everything that's toxic in your body, supposedly.
Which I find very intriguing, and I really got some toxic in my body.
And it flushes out your system. And then Joe Rogan showed a before the 72 hours, and look, the guy's fit no matter what. But then he showed the after 72 hours, and his stomach, it was a complete washerboard.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it wasn't bloated anything. Like
see,
that.
No. I had no idea Joe Rogan did it. I don't listen to Joe Rogan. I don't know anything about Joe Rogan. I know he's got a big popular podcast.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
I just follow him on X.
But these doctors were posting it yesterday, and everything they said, I mean, they said it's miserable. They said that first one, is the 72 hours is tough.
Well, I thought about doing it yesterday. I mean, I thought about it, but I was like, that is impossible and seems really unhealthy.
Isn't that weird, though, that you and I both walk in here, that we saw this yesterday? We both thought, you know, it seems unhealthy, but if it works the way they're saying it works, it might be worth it.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
Well, it says the potential benefits could be just weight loss. You get improved metabolic health, so fasting might improve your insulin sensitivity, lower your blood sugar levels, and reduce cholesterol. It says it'll help you with your blood pressure, which is good for BJ.
Thank you.
It says that it has enhanced autophagy, which is faster triggers a response called autophagy, where the body cleans up damaged cells and promotes cellular regeneration. So that's the cancer attacking thing. And improved heart health and anti-aging effects.
What's the precautions and limitations of?
Yeah, what's the downside? Yeah,
there's always a bad side.
It says water fasting is not suitable for everyone, especially individuals with underlying medical conditions, pregnant or breastfeeding women or children.
I breastfeed sometimes.
It's essential to consult with a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
Adults it can lead to dehydration if you don't have enough electrolytes.
Let me turn him down. Adults don't count, Jamie. Let me get that word in there, okay? You know, some dude down in San Diego doesn't count.
Wow. Hey, Travis.
All right, we got to take a break. Maybe we do it as a show. If we all do it. I mean, it might make us better, guys.
I feel like I'm already so dehydrated that this is a bad idea
and
for
I
me.
I think you need to check with your doctor before.
No.
Oh, that's good. Man, that sounded professional, like the end of a commercial.
Yeah.
Screw the doctor.
He's right, because you're on so many medications. I bet a lot of them require food.
And it said underlying conditions.
Yeah, and you are a condition.
I'm just looking out
you
for
guys,
it, man.
You guys don't want me healthy,
I'm just looking
dude.
Out
no,
for
No, but
you.
Just read some of your meds. I bet it says take with food. Yeah. Take with food.
I think they all do.
Yeah.
I'm willing to roll the dice.
Oh,
man.
My God.
I am. If I can get more clarity, more energy.
But see, I think it's bad, like not having potassium for 72 hours.
And, I just can't imagine. I could maybe see like 48, but 72
seems.
And you said you're dehydrated already, but you get all the fluid you want.
Yeah, but
so
I just.
So you'd be fine on that.
I'm anemic, and so I'm going to bruise like a son of a bitch.
Well, just wrap yourself in bubble wrap for 72 hours with a straw that you can drink.
I mean, getting no iron for 72 hours seems really dangerous for me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it intriguing, though. We both saw it.
Yeah, that we did. Yeah, and it is trendy.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Why don't we watch you do it?
Yeah.
Well,
how long do you think you could last, in all honesty? Because I think probably 3 hours.
No.
I mean,
no.
Me, 3 hours.
Oh, you 3 hours?
Yeah.
No, I could beat that. I could go to at least noon. Tabloid trash is coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
No, this timing kind of sucks here. Oh, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, too. It kind of sucks because today is opening day of baseball.
Yep, it sure is.
Too bad the Rockies aren't in town to open today with 79 degrees out there.
Oh, that would have been a great day today.
Our luck is it's going to snow next Friday.
It probably will.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's hit or miss when it comes April. So if today had been the day, because they do open up all across the country, today would have been perfect at Coors Field.
Yeah, it would have. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And you know how much Spadil loves the Rockies.
He does. Yeah, he does. He loves the ownership. He loves it all.
What are your predictions there, Spadil?
Oh, they're going to lose 100 games.
Oh.
Yeah. Easily.
In a 162-game season, they will lose 100 games.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. But they don't care. They make money. People show up at that ballpark to see them.
Do you think they still make money?
Yeah. They make a ton of money.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah.
That's why they never do anything. Like,
hundreds
far as, like,
of millions,
players.
Jamie. They pocket it all.
Coors Field's considered one of the best ballparks in like the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because the few times I've gone even outside of opening day, it seems kind of empty.
Yeah.
It's very empty. Oh, yeah.
Well, and get this. They open tomorrow. You're talking about lackluster. They open tomorrow in Tampa Bay, and they're playing the Rays, right? They don't even have a stadium.
No, they don't. Yeah.
They're playing at some mediocre ball field in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the hurricane thing. Yeah. They can't get approval, right, for a rebuild?
They're playing over at the Yankee Spring facility or something like
that.
Yeah,
they can only hold like 14,000 people.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to look like Bush League down there.
Yeah.
Man, they hate the Rockies, don't they? Major League Baseball hates our Rockies.
But did you see, though, we're supposed to have, I mean, maybe it was a good idea that they don't have the stadium or the rebuild, because they said we're going to have the worst hurricane season ever.
Yeah, I saw that.
Holy crap. We don't need that for our insurance rates.
Did the groundhog come out again or something?
I don't know.
I mean, how do they know that? Was that Punxsutawney Phil came back out again?
It was meteorologist, BJ. Yeah, it was meteorologist.
All right, we will get to tabloid trash. I kind of screwed it up this morning. We'll be back after this.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just to follow up about this hurricane thing that we were talking about the Rockies playing in Tampa. No. Yeah?
Yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah.
But they can't play in a stadium because that got all jacked up. But
it's
anyway.
Bangled.
Yeah. So it says, meteorologists warn. Dun, dun, dun. Another huge year of volatile hurricanes, with the season officially starting on June 1st. They have 18 named storms, and they're expected in 2025. 18, including 7 to 10 hurricanes, 3 to 5 major hurricanes reach Category 3 strength or higher, and 3 to 6 direct U.S. impacts.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how they know that. That's some crazy.
I don't think they do.
You don't?
Well, I lived in Florida for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I never felt like that was ever accurate. Well, I don't know.
I know, but don't you feel like their technology's gotten better?
I think so, but you can tell that a hurricane's going to form in August. Right now, you can tell.
Right, June?
Huh?
Isn't it June?
June 1st?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, let's just look out
understood.
To, you know, the hurricane season goes from June to November.
Yeah, true.
So you know in August and September there's going to be a major hurricane?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Nah. It's that groundhog again.
I think it's the almanac.
It's a, yeah, I think it's along the same lines, yeah. Jamie. I do.
That old farmer's almanac. Yeah. Anyway, Nikki Glaser, who I love. I think she's just funny. I watched that Brady roast with my sister, so I kind of saw it for the second time. And I even missed some of the jokes the first time I watched it. That was the most beautiful roast I've ever seen in my life. It was just wall-to-wall laughter.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Anyway, she admits that she has had a butt ton of plastic surgery. But I'll tell you what, she showed up before and after, and she looks phenomenal. Plus, she stopped drinking. She doesn't drink at all, no alcohol at all. And her legs are amazing. Mm. I mean, she is just ripped and shredded now. So here's what she had to say about all that. Number two.
Oh, number two.
Well, I think you look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait till the facelift. That's coming.
Really?
August 2026.
No,
I'm going to do it. I have no problem with that. You know, you got to do it subtly. So because you have to do it so they go like, what's she doing? And you can just go just meditating more, you know, because I'm doing the type of meditation that removes your eyelid skin. It's just this new. That's what they say. I'm drinking more water, you know.
Going on hikes.
I'm just working on my gut health. So my brow has been lowered 2 inches.
Your gut health.
Oh, yes. That's what happened. Because, yeah, you can't get a drastic nose job. You just got to subtly go in every so often. And then people just go, it's not a nose job. It's erosion. Like, I guess that's what you do. That's how you get away with it.
So I'll show you the before and after. Look at this girl's legs. They are, like, iron.
I don't know her that well. Oh, she looks great.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks great.
Those legs are ripped and shredded.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
She's hitting the gym, too.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't get legs like that with just plastic surgery. Yeah,
you're not going to get that.
No, she's definitely doing some squats with some weights.
Yeah, she's working out.
And I feel like she's doing some, you know, some calf raises and stuff. You know,
I think she's doing wall-to-wall yoga.
I think, well, I was just going to say, I think she's on my plan.
Yeah.
Our legs look just alike.
Well,
you haven't even seen my legs.
You'll get them.
Dave Grohl's wife, her name is Jordan. Now, remember, Dave Grohl, we all used to love him. He's a Foo Fighter. He's the lead guy for Foo Fighters, Dave, right? We all feel like we know him and we love him. And his drummer, OD'd, right? Or did he take his own life? I can't remember what happened. But and they were best friends. So he's had kind of a life, right? It's been a long life. But we loved him until this girl said, I just had Dave Grohl's baby. And we're like, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
He's married with kids.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that was real, real sad. And we all ganged up on him and got mad at him.
Yeah.
As a group.
Yeah.
Well, now we find out that we're the only ones mad at him because his wife has decided to keep him and forgive him.
That's a little shocking.
It is a little shocking.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl's wife, Jordan, has decided to give their marriage a second chance 6 months after the Foo Fighters frontman fessed up to cheating and welcoming a baby outside of their marriage. That's the hard part. That's going to be the tricky part.
I don't know how you get past that.
Yeah. When you think you have a family unit and it's just your family, that's hard to...
Yeah, I guess they've gone to a lot of therapy for this.
Yeah, right.
But she's decided to stay.
She's still completely devastated by the situation, but is standing by his side. They're continuing to go to counseling, like you said. They don't want their family broken. It said in recent months, the couple has been spotted spending more time together. A little more than a week ago, Grohl and Blum, who married in 2003, were seen flashing smiles and acting. They're at lunch. Like, it's great. And secretly, when they get home, she's like, I still can't believe you did that. I can't believe it. Why don't you go over there and talk to your little baby? Sorry,
you know, plus, if I'm Dave Grohl, I'd rather have a divorce than go to therapy. I hate therapy. Can you imagine how he's attacked in therapy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you've got to sit down with another person and come clean on all this crap.
It's got to be relentless.
Exactly.
You're talking about misery.
And your kids know.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
They definitely look at you like differently. You're a bad person.
Well, because you are.
Yeah. You are. Hello.
He said he announced that he welcomed a child with another woman. He did this September 2024, 1 month after the secret love child was born. He said, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter. Ooh, can you imagine being the wife reading this? Born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. Really? How supportive. Huh, Dave? I love my wife. If you loved me, you wouldn't have knocked up that other girl. And my daughter and my children. And I am doing everything I can to regain their trust. Yeah. Good luck with that, Dave.
I think his therapist wrote that.
Yeah.
He didn't write that.
Right? No kidding. This is, oh my God. Well, all right.
Well, good for them.
I hope they make it.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, just getting over an affair is hard enough, but
baby.
That baby. And thinking about him going over there and holding the baby.
Yeah.
You know, like, just even that makes me cringe.
I hope she doesn't listen to our podcast. The wife, that is. Jamie's not helping.
I'm not. Sorry.
Can you imagine Dave Grohl's wife pulls up, oh, what's this BJ and Jamie show? Oh, my husband is Scott. Jamie's right.
Yeah, I am. I'm not the best friend. Like, when my group, like, if they get screwed over or something, I tell them all pretty much the truth. You know, like, I almost said what
sometimes they need it, though. Sometimes they need
I almost said something. I just nailed that one in. Oh, that was good. Okay, anyway. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Okay, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. We have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll do that just around 7:25. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, you're little man.
It's Snow White.
How do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. I'm so glad. Now, don't tell me who you are.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea.
Why?
Dave the Dwarf.
Wait, was that one of the Seven Dwarfs on there? Oh,
yeah.
Which one
I don't
was
know which
that
one that was. Okay. Hey, Spadil, which one was it? Was that Dopey or?
The beginning, the first one is...
Sleepy?
The angry one.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say that one, it doesn't matter. But I'm like, we kind of have a point that the CGI elves are exactly like that elf.
Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah,
but the other ones, bashful, sleepy, right. They were sweet.
I thought they were.
Yeah, but they were sweet. Yeah. There was only one angry elf.
Yeah, grumpy.
And even the little people, they're upset that they dropped the Seven Dwarfs in the title, too.
Hey, take that out of the podcast. I did not just say that. All right.
All right. Well, we'll get to it when we come back, all right?
Okay,
we'll take a quick
break
here.
He's going to be on?
Yeah, he's a little confused this morning. I think he's still liquored up.
All right.
Even better.
He just texted me. He goes, hey, dude, it's 9 o'clock. You said you were going to call it 7 o'clock.
Wow, the way we read people's texts is funny.
Dave, we're 2 hours behind you, pal.
He explained that
to
you.
I explained that to him yesterday. Did I not?
You did.
He's always.
He's been up all night.
I know. Yeah. That's
true. So he's going to give his take on Snow White, Disney, not using real dwarfs.
Correct.
Because it cost him a job.
Well, it cost everybody. Seven. People.
Seven dwarves didn't get a job because of CGI. Okay, we'll talk to Dave next. Plus, Jonas Brothers tickets.
Nice.
Okay, we got those tickets coming up right after Dave. All right, stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. You're Doug.
Why? Yeah, that's true.
And you're bashful.
Oh, he's bashful. There you go, Snow White. That's from the original.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
When they had the real dwarfs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They didn't use that CGI crap that they're using today, you know? All right, on the line, straight from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
A friend of mine for the past 30 years, the one and only Dave the Dwarf.
Dave the Dwarf.
Dave! He might be licking up. Hey, Dave.
Oh, what's up, man?
How you doing, Dave?
I'm trying to sober up. I had to work last night.
By the way, let me inform Jamie of something, because Dave, you know, Dave doesn't do anything for free, okay? He goes out to the strip club to make some money, right? You know? They stuff a dollar to his short pants.
Is he a stripper?
No, he's an MC.
Oh, okay.
He's an MC out there. He just makes the party happen.
Oh, gotcha.
Right?
Nice.
I paid... see the amateur stripper contest.
Oh, he hosts that. Oh,
amateurs,
nice.
Man. And you've been doing that for 27 years, Dave. You've seen a seen a lot of amateur boobs.
I've smashed my share of Snow White, I know that.
Wow.
I've smashed my share.
Wow.
All right, Dave, listen. And I'm going to tell Jamie this, too, and I'm not going to say how much. I paid Dave yesterday for his appearance today.
You did not?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because Dave makes money, and I don't want the guy to do it for free.
So you've been
so
motivated.
I literally, did I not, Dave?
Yes, you did. And you know why? Because a man's got to know his limitations. It's not like I can make money putting a basketball through a hoop or pole vaulting. I try to make my job entertaining and acting. But then they pick, then they only use jerks for the damn movie, man.
Yeah, okay, okay, let's get to that.
Guy's getting fired up.
I'm going to let Jamie ask you the questions on the movie, because I feel like if I do it, that it feels like that it's all set up, okay? And so Jamie's not gone through this with you, so you're talking to Jamie now, okay?
So, all right, so all right. You're upset because why?
Because they didn't use any drawers. I mean, none.
Dave, you, okay?
you guys saw that movie Nutty Professor, right? Eddie Murphy played all the characters. Hell, I could have played all seven drawers. and added a couple. I could have been the you know how they have the like Bonanza, the Lost episodes. I could have been the Lost episode drawer horny.
Yeah, drove 40. No, Dave, settle down. Settle down, Dave. Okay. I'm serious now. Listen to
obviously
me.
Obviously not. I don't think he could play bashful.
No, definitely not.
He's grumpy for sure.
I could play dopey, though.
Yep. All right, Dave, here's the thing. Snow White, they wanted to be more politically correct, so they didn't want to use dwarves, and they wanted to CGI it instead. Instead of putting people like you to work in Hollywood, and there are plenty of people out there that could play the roles, right?
Yeah,
seven people.
Seven. Yeah, seven people. Hey, Dave, how much did you drink last night?
Oh, man, my contract, my bar tab is $150.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like if I don't drink at all, I'm leaving money on the table. You're wasting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you tell our producer that a stripper just left your apartment or house or whatever?
I told her I got something to do at 9, man. You gotta get.
Okay.
I gave her a jerky style T-shirt though for trouble.
Well,
that's nice. That's nice. You handed out free T-shirts from your front door. That's pretty cool, there, Dave. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. There's no doubt about that. The guy knows how to make money.
Yeah. He hustles.
Yeah, he does. I got a great story with Dave the Dwarf, and Dave, you can finish this for me. Remember the time you went to the Indiana State Fair and you went into that tent to see that guy?
Yeah.
All right, tell the story. All right, here we go.
Well, you know, back then, I don't know what it was—a dollar or something. He's the shortest man in the world for a dollar. And I'm 3'2", even for a dwarf, I'm short. And I went in there, and that dude, man, he had 4 or 5 inches on me, man. I'm like, you ain't the shortest dwarf. Man, get out of here. You ruined my gig, man. I'm like, hey, I paid my dollar. I'm staying right here. I'm the shortest dwarf.
Dave goes into the tent of the world's shortest man, and Dave's shorter. Yeah. And they threw him out.
Well, yeah, because, like he said, you're ruining my gig.
Yeah. Guy had a scam going on.
Right?
DJ, remember when Minnie Lee came to our studio, and he was acting like he was all that and better than me and stuff. And remember what I said?
Yeah.
Because he's 6 inches shorter than me. He's 2'8". I said he's just mad because I got 6 inches on him and I'm taller.
So
I'm taller.
Wait, Minnie, what was is Minnie Me the what's his name? The
Vern
Troyer.
Vern.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he would have been a very. I know he passed away, right?
But he was angry.
Yeah, he didn't seem very.
He was not very nice, was he, Dave?
No, and you know how he passed away? Alcohol poisoning. If he would have hung with me, I'd have taught his ass how to drink.
All right, Dave, we got to go, Dave. All right. I think that, the timer's up. I didn't pay you enough to stay on longer, okay? Yeah. All right. All right.
I'm going to bed, man.
All right. You go to bed.
Good night.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. And we'll talk to you real soon, Dave. Hey, Dave, maybe one year I'll bring you in to be on our float and be our leprechaun in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Hey, man, just all you got to do is call, man.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how that goes.
Stand by.
I don't know.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out.
Just play along. Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Just make sure you got a couple bottles of Patron in the contract.
All right.
No problem, Dave. We got you covered. We'll get with Applejack's liquor, and we'll make sure you're taken care of, okay? All right, Dave, have a great day, and thank you for coming on this morning.
All right, man. You too. Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, bye, Dave.
I love
Dave.
I love
Dave,
you.
Dave, everybody.
Dave.
Love you too, bro.
I love you too, everybody.
Boy, that is, whoo, man, an action-packed 3 foot
All I know
two
is
guy.
That Schmidel came in and he goes, all right, so Dave is on line 3 and he's on hold ready to go. And I go, why are you laughing, Schmidel? And he goes, well, he said, man, I'm still drunk. And then Schmidel goes, okay, well, you know, we'll only have you on for a couple minutes. And he goes, yeah, some stripper just left my house.
I'm just impressed that he gets a $150 bar tab.
I know,
every
that night. Is impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an entrepreneur.
He is. Wow. Good for
money.
Dave.
All right. Jonas Brothers tickets next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jonas Brothers. Let's see who we got here. Is it line 3? Line 3. Let's go here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Nicole, you are going to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah. Yay. Yay. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. You're going to see Nick. You're going to see Kevin, Joe, Rusty, all of them.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Yeah. That's going to be awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You are welcome. And here's the thing. We just found out. This was just handed to us. I guess that Rusty is going to have a triangle, a solo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool.
Excellent reply.
Make sure you take a video for us, Nicole.
It's like, what the hell is she talking about? Okay, Nicole, we're going to go now.
Nicole, enjoy the show. Jonas Brothers are coming to town. They'll be here in October. They're going to be at Ball Arena. That thing's going to sell out. Tickets, by the way, go on sale today. Slacker Show with another chance to win later this afternoon. Tickets, tickets, tickets. But you're going, Nicole.
I'm excited. Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Have a great time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, for those of you that...
did that triangle solo? Come on. Come on. Nicole did not even think that was funny. Come on.
I don't think he... never mind.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't think she got it. The whole joke.
Should anybody really?
No.
It's not on her.
By the way, if you missed Dave the Dwarf, and we had a couple of people text it, then a couple of people said, is that even real? That Jamie and I tried to pull the wool over your eyes in some way. Dave exists.
Yeah.
You can actually see his picture. We're going to put it on Facebook along with the audio that we just did. And we'll put it on a...
to his Facebook page.
And a link to his Facebook page?
Yeah.
Is that going up there too?
Yeah.
All right. So you'll see. Dave's a handsome little feller. Isn't he?
I mean,
look at
him. If I'm a little person, I don't think I want anybody to call me a handsome little feller.
He's drunk and he just ran a stripper off from his house. I don't think he cares. There's no way I can offend him. Okay?
I know, but I mean, you didn't have to add the other, adverb.
Just
or
say good looking
adjectives.
Dude.
All right, let me say this then. Okay. Were you surprised when you saw his picture?
Yeah, I was. He looks like a thug.
He does.
Yeah.
He almost has the look of, if you had a, like a modeling agency for dwarfs.
Yeah.
He'd be right there. Wow. He'd be your poster boy. Okay. He'd be your poster little feller. All right, we'll take a break.
Yeah,
take a break.
Well,
right.
You know, between all that and my triangle
on,
crap.
I know. I know. All right, it's on our Facebook page. I'm out of gas. I'm just empty. I'm empty right now. We'll be right back. Jamie's going to play the triangle next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I apologize.
About being late?
Yeah, we're late.
Yeah, we're really late. You had to have the dwarf on, didn't you?
Yeah, he threw us off just a bit here. Yeah, no, you're right.
No,
you're right.
Telling you, people loved him.
Oh, they did?
Oh, my God, the texts are crazy. They're like, can you have him on more and replace Jamie? That one kind of hurt.
No, we cannot that do one that. Kinda no, hurt. We can't even have him on more with Jamie.
That one kind of hurt, but it's fine. It's fine. I mean,
he's not a cheap dwarf.
He isn't.
No. Cost you money, man.
It does cost you money. $1 per minute. And he was on.
That's
for,
about right.
And he was on for 3.
Yeah. He's expensive.
He is. All right. A couple of things. I think this is crazy. So there's an amazing hotel that I actually want to go to because I love nice hotels like everybody, right? And it's the White Lotus Hotel. And they are now, so people, you know, it's so expensive to stay there. It's a Four Seasons resort. And so people are going to the property to take selfies, you know, to see, like, even to pretend like they're staying there.
Yeah.
Well, now the resort is charging $200 for people to stop and take selfies.
No kidding.
Wow, that's genius.
$200
Yeah, $200
Wow.
Isn't that
Where's
crazy?
It at?
I feel like it's in someplace I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where it's at.
I don't know.
Where is the White Lotus?
I feel like maybe Philippines? No.
Thailand.
Okay, Thailand.
Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a friend there.
Yeah, yeah, my buddy Rusty goes there. That's where he stops off when he gets his suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he hits up the White Lotus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Wow.
I went whitewater rafting in Thailand because we don't have it here.
Yeah, our creeks are dry.
Yeah.
We don't have it.
Because we don't have some of the best class rapids here, I had to go all the way across the world.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, in my head, now, I've never been to Thailand, but I feel like Thailand's not a mecca when it comes to whitewater rafting.
It was pretty slow.
Now, mosquito hunting, I think, is pretty good over there, but I don't know about the whitewater.
We floated along so we could see the elephants, but it was definitely slow.
I'd actually like to go there.
It's pretty cool.
I hear the food's incredible.
Yeah. It's kind of depressing, too, because some parts are, you're like, wow.
Well, you know, and there's this stigma, too, that if you're a grown man, say you're in your 50s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
in your 50s,
we didn't go that area.
You travel alone to Thailand, they think you're up to something.
Yeah, we didn't
You know what I mean?
We didn't go in that area. I was traveling with a child.
But no, you could even be on the airplane headed to Thailand and you're judged.
Yep,
okay?
Yep,
if you're a guy like me, you're going to be judged going to Thailand.
Oh,
My paintball friends just went over and played a tournament out there at the Thailand Expo League.
Sure.
And the whole time we were like, we know why you're going over there, buddy.
Sure they did.
They took fourth place.
You don't have to come up with stories. You're a part of the show,
dude. They were at the TXBL, man.
I know. No, your friends, your paintball friends, like they can afford to go.
And they just left you here?
Yeah.
He wasn't invited.
Oh, no.
He's not good enough to play in that league.
No, well, they asked me to go, but I can't afford to go to Thailand.
Right, right.
Do you guys remember him talking about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
At all. Thailand?
I was just trying to take his side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
of course
what are
he
you
talked
doing?
About it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to. But I think I would have remember him moping in, going, oh, I wish I could go to Thailand because I can't afford it. Because he usually looks at me when that happens.
Right.
And he already knows you have a connection to Thailand.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, no. You know what? How much is the ticket?
Carson, no. He knows she has a credit card. You're missing it. Okay? He looks at her, not before a connection in Thailand. He's looking for cash.
He always is looking for cash. That's funny because my friend Garo saw your picture of Spadelli. He goes, wow, he didn't look anything like I thought he was going to look. I go, yeah, I bought that hair. I thought that was rude.
You did buy it, though.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me get this straight, okay? So your paintball team, some of your guys, all got on a plane and went together as a team to Thailand.
Yeah, so half of my team plays for a team called Team Philippines, which is like the Philippines national paintball team.
Yeah,
and they guessed on them, and Team Philippines was in TXBL, so they went over and played the Thailand Expo League.
Gotcha. We've never heard of this.
Nope.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a wacky story.
Yeah, it is wacky.
For those of you that maybe you just started listening, Spadil's notorious for just making up crap in order to just blend into the show, okay? Mm-hmm. And we just play along.
And if you watch Southern Charm, he's our Craig. And for those of you that watch it, you know what I'm saying.
I don't watch it. What's Craig?
Craig is a guy on Southern Charm, and he keeps saying that he's a lawyer, but he never passed the bar.
Well, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
For how many years have we asked Spadil to bring in his diploma?
I know.
From Metro State.
I know.
He claims highest in the class, okay? He graduated.
Yeah. I haven't seen any pictures.
We've said, bring it in. Yeah. Just bring it in and prove it. Yeah. He's never brought it
never
in.
Never seen the picture of the cap and gown or anything.
All right, buddy.
Anyway, get back.
All right, buddy.
We love you, Craig.
Mr. Craig.
Yeah. We're just kidding. All right, but I will tell you why this is funny about the $200 per selfies at the White Lotus Resort in Thailand is if you go to Dubai, and we stay at the Burj Al Arab, which is the big, huge hotel that looks like a sail in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody wants a picture in front of the sail. Like, if you go there, it's iconic, right?
Yeah, that's the one with the helicopter pad, right?
Correct.
At the very top of it.
Yeah, so.
Now, somebody hit a golf ball off there once.
Well, when they opened it, they flew out all those golfers.
PGA people,
yeah, to
right?
hit balls yeah. off it. Anyway, so you go there, and then they have gates, and they won't let all the people that want to take pictures, they won't let them up to the entrance.
Why?
Because they don't want all the people from the tour buses to come up.
Yeah.
They don't want the foot traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the peasants.
Well, because that hotel is crazy. So all the little dots that are all over the floor, is gold. And we had to leave for our flight at like 4 a.m. And there was a guy laying on the floor with a paintbrush and a little thing of gold. And he was dotting it all at 3 in the morning, yeah. 4 in the morning.
Wow.
They have so much dumb money over there.
That's one of those places, too, that there's a very few places I've been to, because I don't go to a lot of upscale places, that I feel like I don't fit. When I go into the Wynn out in Vegas...
I'm
overwhelmed with this feeling of I do not belong
here. It's just the
Wind. Circus, no problem. The Wind is, I can't even imagine being in Dubai.
It is, you realize how poor you are. You realize how absolutely.
That's what I mean. I just
broke ass bitch I was.
So much money.
So much money. And you should see the cars. And even while you drive along in your, you know, in the car, there's just wall to wall, if you will.
Wall to
glass
wall.
Glass of cars along the freeways.
I was going to say, aren't the cops driving like Lambos
out
there?
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. You're just really, really poor. And then you're sad.
Yeah.
And then it's a horrible vacation.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want to see that side.
No, it is actually. I recommend it to everybody. Dubai is an amazing place, and they accept all religions. The only people that they don't accept, which is bad, is you can't go and sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend there. I mean, you can't have two girls in one room or two boys in one room.
They frown on that.
So you have to act like your cousins. Oh. Yeah, but even if you're heterosexual, they don't allow any public displays of affection either. They're like really.
No macking out?
No, God,
I'm all for that. I think Denver should ban it, too.
You're so funny.
I'm all for it.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, everybody is shocked why Ben Affleck changed his mind and broke his silence on the Jennifer Lopez divorce. Because everybody's like, wait, Ben, everything you're saying is you want to be quiet and silenced and like you don't want your public life out there. But yet you did a whole thing with Vanity Fair, the British edition of, I mean, no, it was GQ, the British edition. So what are you doing? And they say the reason why he did this is because he's sick and tired of J-Lo acting like a victim and he was the bad guy. And so he just wanted to get out there a little bit, and he thought it was better to put it in the British press because he knew it'd be, you know, carried over here, and that he's over her being a victim, and he just wants to finally say what happened in the divorce so nobody asks him ever again, and they can just move on with their lives, because his publicist was saying, the more you're silent, the more people want to know what happened.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do you think? I mean, of everything you've read, and you've brought this up several times with Tabloid Trash, I've always felt like he's always looked like the good guy in this thing. Did she look like a handful to me?
I did too.
She looked like a piece. So I don't know where he's coming from with this. He must be reading something completely different.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I agree with you, especially if you see the documentary. She's pushy and bitchy.
Yeah. The documentary and everything we're reading, it's like, okay, she was a lot.
And
not only that, she's got how many engagement rings?
I mean,
that right there tells you she's a little cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do that high school joke.
What?
I can't do it.
Oh.
It's bad.
Yeah.
About doing the splits.
I've heard that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on.
I mean, it was in my head. And I was like, should I say it? And I was like, yeah, probably not. And then I was like, but it's 8 o'clock. All the kids are in school.
We're not in a safe harbor zone. No.
No, all right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go.
No, the FCC doesn't have a rule that once the school buses run, you can open it up, boys. They don't have that rule,
okay,
Jamie.
It's supposed to be
after 11 o'clock at night.
Sorry,
that's the FCC rule. Not when they park the school buses.
What manual are you reading for broadcasting?
I don't know. All right, BJ and Jamie. It's a Thursday. Going to be 79 degrees today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Sorry, I forgot to turn down the computer here.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I just got a little caught up here. Because you and I were having this conversation off the air. Because it's very confusing, in my opinion.
It's confusing because, all right, so I don't know if you guys listen or not enough to know that I've been in I've been looking for a car, right?
Yeah.
And so I know that Denver Range Rover, like, love them, right? And I've been looking and all that stuff. And so, or is it Range Rover of Denver? I forget the name. You know. Anyway, so I've been looking at everything. And then I was panicking. I told my kid last night, I'm like, I got to go get a car before April 2nd. Because right. There's a 25% tariff. And then he was like, Mom, if you look at the list, like, 30% and 20% and 10%. He goes, you have to find out how much of that car is made here or there. Because I didn't even know this. Like, some Ford F-150s are made in Mexico. So I don't know how we're going to figure out which ones are made where and what's the percentage that has to be made in America. Because, like, some of the cars that he sent me, like BMW, 30% of it was made here. So what's the percentage? And then he said this, and I don't know if this is going to happen or not. He goes, here's what's going to happen. You know, he's like kind of one of those theorist kids, right? He goes, what's going to happen? He goes, remember that one time you bought a demo model? Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, what they're going to do is they're going to demo those overseas, and then they're going to ship them over as used because it doesn't affect used cars.
I mean, that would be smart.
I'm like, that is so, he's like, it only affects new cars. So you'll either be able to fly over there, drive it around, see if you like it. And then they'll, you know, they'll paperwork it that way, but they're going to paper it and send it over as used. And I was like, that's pretty smart.
All right. I'm looking at that graph that he was talking about.
Okay.
The only car that's made, according to this, 100% in America is Tesla. That's it.
Good.
The only car that,
I mean, not good for you people driving Teslas, but that looks a little
77% of all Fords, 77 made in America.
But here's the problem: that when you do the parts part,
yeah,
it's not full blown because every list is different.
Yeah, I don't know how it's broken down.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
It is confusing.
Very confusing
because some Fords are made in Mexico and some Fords are made here. Yeah. So who knows?
I think it's a negotiating tool, and I think you're going to see tariffs come down for both sides, America and, say, Japan or wherever these cars are coming from. With that being said, and
Tesla, I do like his theory of the demo, and I was like, that kid's onto something.
I've not heard that.
Because, well, no, he just made it up.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I've not heard anybody mention that.
The other thing we were thinking, because we were scheming on this, because I'm in the, you know, I want a new car. And so then we were thinking, we're going to buy a bunch of them that are on the lot right now, and then we'll resell them after the
second. The tariff.
Yeah. Then we'll sell them for only a 15% markup instead of 25%.
There you go. Making a little money. You got to figure out how to screw the system.
Exactly. I guarantee you someone's going to be doing that.
I know, right?
Yesterday, there was this video that was circulating. As you know, that it's making the news everywhere, people vandalizing Teslas, okay, in protest of Elon Musk. And no matter how you stand, I don't care if you're anti or you're pro Musk, I don't care. All right. But there was a video of this guy. I swear, this guy is 350 pounds. He's on a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
And he is just ramming Teslas.
That is...
boom, boom, boom.
It's wild.
It is... It's... I'm sorry to say, but it's kind of funny because when it rams into the car, he goes forward and almost flips over the front side of the handlebars.
I was surprised that the handlebars even, like...
I know, that held up.
Held up, because that's a lot of force.
I mean, he's lucky that they had the handlebars because it created a seatbelt situation.
Kind of held him in. Right.
Yeah.
It was like a roll bar
it
for
was,
him.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is the craziest video. And most people realize... Well, I don't think most people do realize that these cars are recording you on video.
Well, yeah, he's been arrested.
Has he?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put him? Do you have a cell big enough for this guy?
I mean,
he's huge.
I don't know if they can get him through the door.
You barely see the four-wheeler.
Yeah.
It's like he's got wheels on his butt.
Yeah.
You don't even see the motor of the four-wheeler.
Like, why don't you take that kind of energy and go to the gym?
Motivation. Get in there.
All right, go see this video. And again, it's not about being pro or negative, anti, whatever. It's just, look at this dude. Man, he's just ramming these Teslas. And we'll put it on our Facebook page. You can see the video right there. Check it out.
Something.
This
morning. Yeah. I mean, it's worth watching. Again, this isn't a political thing. It's just,
no.
You're going to laugh.
Oh.
He almost goes flying through the window of the car.
That four-wheeler, man, I kind of want him to make me one.
Oh, my God.
If it holds up.
I know.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy moly.
We're in the club.
Oh, man, that's a throwback.
We're in the club. Woo-hoo.
Country grammar.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs. Shimmy, shimmy, wow. Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs.
That's wacky.
That's
a little wacky this morning.
That brings
morning.
It back.
Yeah. But the day I smoked crack. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
What's that? Is that part of the song?
No. They're getting closer.
What is that? That's hurting
wolves.
My ears.
Wolves.
Wolves?
The wolves are getting closer to downtown Denver.
Wait, can you turn that
Very
down?
Dangerous. It's not sound effects. That's real.
Oh, really?
Yes. I taped that this morning. I put a microphone outside
they?
The studios.
Because they can track. Here's the thing. They can track them, but they won't tell us what time they tracked them or anything like that because they don't want people to shoot them.
There's a story out this morning that the wolves, and you're going to have to look this up, Spadil, but the wolves are getting close to Metro Denver.
When
we release these things out there, because I guess we didn't have wolves, we put them out there, and they didn't think they would come toward the city. Well, they were wrong. They're coming our way.
So they're in Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
No, Jamie, I'm telling you, they're on 16th Street Mall. You can't even go down there without being mauled.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Spadil, will you read this story? Because I'm telling you, they're downtown.
Well, the headline says, Colorado's gray wolves edge closer to Denver metro area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie?
I already am paranoid about the cougars, if you will. The cougars and the bears are not, I'm not real thrilled about that situation in Colorado.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so I don't need to think about wolves.
Now, they didn't expect, according to what I saw yesterday, they didn't expect them to come that close to Metro.
Well, they're closer to you because they're getting closer to the Jefferson County border. Ha ha.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like the foothills area.
Yeah.
I don't know about this wolf release program they had.
I don't even want to get started.
Mr. Polis. I don't know about this, man. You got farmers out there. They're bitching.
Well, the amount of money we've had to pay out to farmers for their stuff that got killed.
And what good has it done?
It just makes me afraid to take out my trash cans.
I mean, when Jamie gets attacked and one of these beasts grab her by the neck one morning when she's taking out the trash, we're going to sue your pants off, Mr. Polis.
And I don't even know, what eats wolves? What's their predator?
Bears.
Are you sure?
Hey, you're just making
that. Yeah, I feel like you just threw that
out
there.
I was just trying to think of something that could kill a wolf.
I mean, it might be cougars.
I was going to say cougars.
I don't think a cougar can. A wolf is big.
I know.
Wolf's bigger than a cougar.
Bears. It says bears and mountain lions.
Okay, all right. That was a good guess then.
I would have guessed lions or it's got to be a big cat, man.
Man, big. Let's see. While adult bears are generally something apex predators with few natural enemies, some bears, especially cubs, can be preyed on by wolves. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
Let's turn
the way around.
The wolves eat the bears. Oh, boy.
Spadil, are you sure you graduated?
No, it says bears, particularly grizzly bears, can compete with wolves for prey and territory.
We don't have grizzlies, though.
They're getting closer.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, here it is. All right. It says mountain lions. Cougars can prey on lone and weak wolves, and they also compete for the same prey. So it might be, I don't know. It doesn't really say anything kills them.
Yeah.
The only thing we know for sure is a cougar, a 40-year-old housewife. She can take them down, man.
Right. And the man has to be weak and alone.
BJ and Jamie.
No. Your son, he's a smart kid. I can tell. He's practical. That's the word.
Okay, now I'm getting it from all sides, except for Carson. Thank you, Carson.
You're welcome.
Because, you know, Carson shops at, where's the Travis what?
Travis Matthew.
Yeah, because he's a Travis Matthew man.
Listen.
What is that?
It's a clothing company, and they do, like, golf shoes. They do non-spike golf shoes. It's really...
That are waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should look
into it,
actually.
What do you mean by non-spike?
They don't have spikes in
them. Yeah. And they look like regular,
just... Well, that's crappy shoes.
Sneakers.
Well, I think they have like
you need grip.
They're classy. They do have grip.
I think they're grippy. They're very grippy.
Well, nobody sells spikes.
No, but you know they're not. Well, I have some that don't have metal spikes.
Yeah, they're
just
not
have,
your typical golf shoe.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway, so he's a Travis Matthew man right over there.
Travis Matthew. I've never heard of that guy. That's,
you got to check it out.
You got to meet this man right there. He's a Travis Matthew
man. Mark Wahlberg wears their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good. So far, you haven't convinced me. But nevertheless, okay, so anyway, let's get to your son.
So I'm getting hazed by BJ Harris. I just want you all to know. I'm a victim. I'm like J-Lo.
No, you're not a J-Lo. You overdo it, Jamie. You're just a... You get something in your head that must be, and you just will not stop. Just push, push, push.
That is true. That is me. I agree. But I'm always right.
And on this one, you're wrong. Okay, you're wrong. Your son is right. And even Ralphie, he gets it, man. That kid has some common friggin' sense. But, I like that.
All right, let me explain what's happening. So my son hasn't played golf forever, right? And so I said, hey, why don't we take a lesson today, and then we'll go out and we'll hit until it goes dark, right? We'll play however many rounds we can get in until it gets dark after the lesson. And so he's like, yeah, that sounds fun. So I set up the lesson. We have a lesson today with this Nina, I think is her name. And then we're going to go out and actually play around. So then I realized, because he came home from college, that he only has college clothes. So I said, hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Why don't we go and get you some golf shoes, you know, at Travis Matthews, and get you a nice collared shirt and stuff. And he's like, Mom, it's a park and recreation course.
A par three. Now, for those of you that don't play golf, that's not exactly a country club. Okay.
He's like, we're not playing at Cherry Hills where I have to have a right outfit. And I go, well, still you need to look decent. He's like, it's park and rec. And then I said, you don't want shoes. He goes, I have tennis shoes. Those will be fine.
Those will be fine.
And then BJ's yelling at me, he could wear cutoff jean shorts if he wanted to there.
It's a park and recreation run by the city. It's not a country club. You don't have to go out. In fact, I will tell you this. Yeah. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
And I've been to the parks and recreation courses, okay? Mm-hmm. If he shows up with this Tommy Hilfiger crap on...
It's Travis Matthews!
Well, whoever. Versace, whatever it is.
Versace.
He shows up with his Versace golf
shoes. Or as my son calls it, Versace.
Yeah, Versace. Yeah, and his Birkin bag, golf bag, his Birkin golf bag and all this. He's going to look like such a putz out there. He's going to look like a spoiled little rich kid that does not... belong on a city like par three.
He's going to look like an only child is what
he's going to
look
like. Pathetic. It's going to be embarrassing. He's going to want to leave.
Oh my God.
You walk out there with your Birkin golf bag, you know, you got your country club crap on. You're not, okay, if you were going to Castle Pines or you were going to go down to the Sanctuary or maybe even Red Rocks Country Club, I love that place, okay, then you spruce it up a bit, okay? You got a little, I guess a little competition there, so you want to meet the standards of the club. You're going to a par three city park.
I got called from the pro shop before with my ex-husband that I had to get longer shorts that hit my knee.
But you weren't at a park.
It's not a country club, right?
Yeah. You were a country club.
You're missing the whole point.
You're Bear Creek at that point.
You're missing the entire point. It's a mentality. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good.
Whoa, are you Coach
Come
Prime?
Come on, man.
Doesn't Coach Prime say that?
He does. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Coach Prime.
I'm just saying.
Wait, if you look good, you feel good.
If you feel good, you play good. It's a mentality.
So wait, if you look good, you play good. You feel good, you play good.
If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good.
I got news for you. Yeah. He never plays golf. He's not going to play good.
But he might if he looks good.
No.
No. Well, no, yeah. He won't. Well, I'll put money on that.
But the thing is, he can smack the tar out of it. Look, Mom, his short game sucks.
He could go out there literally play in jean shorts and slides.
Okay, nobody plays in jean shorts.
No,
nobody
plays even has slides either.
And nobody has jean shorts.
Yes, they do.
No, they do.
They do in my hood.
You know what? If you're like 80 with a Corvette.
Oh, no, no, no.
And you go to coffee and cars on the weekends.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Daisy Dukes are alive in my neighborhood.
I'm thinking the long jean shorts that you roll up with the cuffs.
Folded up.
Yeah. Well,
because that's a man that drives a Corvette.
All right, you guys in your highfalutin wardrobe show up at the golf course, look pathetic.
You want him to wear jean shorts and slides?
That's bad.
I'm saying you could get by with that.
You'd fit in way more at a public golf course with what PJ's telling you to wear.
Not at family
Thank
fun.
You,
Spadil. Not
yeah,
family Spadil, fun.
You've got common sense.
I've played at family fun a bunch of times. I've played there a bunch of times.
I want to see Jamie's take on
Wait,
it tomorrow.
Now you're a golfer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that? Yeah, I love going to South Suburban. I go with my buddy Kellen.
We Kellen! Have,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Look, you had my side there. You do not have a buddy named Kellen.
No. Yeah, I do. Me and my buddy Kellen, we go hit up Family Sports Center, and then they got the driving range over there, too.
Did you hear him say, I go all the time?
Yeah. They got 2-for-1 buckets if you hit up their website, that's southsuburbanparksandrec.com. Yeah.
Did you just look that up?
Dude.
It's fine.
All right, never mind.
Let it go.
Jamie.
Yeah, well, listen, my kid already called the shot. He's like, I don't want shoes. I'm going to wear my tennis shoes.
He's a smart
kid. And
he's
like, I have clothes to wear, Mom. Please don't put me. And I was like, how about a glove?
Yeah.
I don't need a glove.
No. Leave the designer shoes.
But remember what Coach Prime over here said.
If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to play good.
There you go.
You go a lot, do you, Spadil?
All the time, man.
You and what was his name? Calvin?
Kellen.
Kellen. Yeah. Not Kevin.
No, no. Kellen. Yeah.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
That was uncomfortable.
What do you mean?
That whole Trader Joe's thing between you two.
Well, I mean, I know Carson. I like the boy a lot. I do. He's a good kid.
I know.
He is, but I knew that something was bothering him. And it's his wife, probably. I would say that it's not him. It's probably his wife. But he lives under a roof where it's a little foo-foo in a way. You know, bougie.
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 I think foo-foo is different. I think foo-foo is different than bougie.
What is foo-foo exactly? I don't even know.
Like
light
in the loafery?
No. Foo-foo is a little over the top, isn't it?
I don't know. I remember people saying, oh my God, she's so foo-foo. He's so foo-foo.
Spadil will
know. Bougie is like expensive. Like,
what does AI say foo-foo means?
Yeah.
It's a food, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Pounded mash.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we all got it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hey, I want some foo-foo.
We were talking, Carson was talking about this. He mentioned that those bags are back. Can you explain the bags? I don't even know what you're talking about.
So it's the Trader Joe tote bags that everyone wants. And as soon as they come, as soon as they are released, they're snagged up in 5 minutes. And people actually rush the store to get these.
Jamie will back me on this. Yes. This is the PG version of how you actually said it. Because you use the F word.
Yep.
You use the GD word.
Yes.
You used all kinds of words describing these bags and how stupid it was and all this, right? Okay. And then everything got quiet in the studio after he said all this, right? And I said, how many do you have?
Yeah, that actually happened.
And his reply was, all of them.
All of them.
I got the red.
I knew it.
I got the yellow. I got the green. I got the blue. I got all of them.
Yeah, I don't even know anything about these bags from Trader Joe's. But I really don't.
They're collectors.
Yeah, and they're coming out with more colors this spring. Yeah. That's the word.
Is this a new thing? Because there was a lot of Trader Joe's in L.A. Is this a new thing?
Yeah, this is a new thing. But it's like,
I gotta get in on the action.
You gotta get every single color, and you gotta get to the store right when they're released, like the second that they open.
But this whole thing started a year ago.
Yeah,
it's been it's not brand new.
Well, relatively new.
I live there. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You are correct. Fufu is, you can use that with Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So according to UrbanDictionary.com, it says it's an adjective used to describe anything that is a little too frilly, fancy, or quote unquote upper crust.
Nice.
Specifically for men.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew it.
I'm just going to focus on the upper crust kind of stuff right there.
Yeah. upper crusty. I thought foo-foo was a good word.
You are allowed to call Carson foo-foo.
Foo-foo.
Yeah, it's absolutely foo-foo. Fine. Yeah, because
I like Travis Mathew and I like...
Yeah.
Fabletics.
Yeah.
Back into your parking spaces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's just common sense. Okay.
So if you're a Trader Joe's fan and you're a fan of the bags, they're back.
Yes. Yes, they are. Hey, I want to get the deal on that Rogue Gorge dude.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You know the guy that every year he does the commercial, he's smiling real big like this, you guys want to ride my Rogue Gorge train? And he's always just so happy. Like, is he some guy that's up in the mountains and he's just struggling to get by with a train? Or is he some really, really rich guy?
See, I picture him as that. I picture him. He's so happy that all he has to do in life is he's got this train.
Yeah.
And it's a money train for him, right? So all he has to do is, that's why he's so happy in the commercials. Come on, suckers, ride my train.
Because I feel like he's a struggling dude that's up in the mountains like, please ride my train.
I think he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He bought the train.
He did buy the train.
Bought the whole
thing. But just
train.
Because you buy something doesn't make you, like.
Trains are expensive.
Well, so are restaurants, but people, they go out of business all the time.
Yeah, well, he's not going out of business, but I think he's, I don't know. We'll find out.
But here's the thing.
We'll look into it.
I wanted to dive deep into his life, and then I was like, why do you care? And then I'm like, maybe I don't. So I had a whole conversation, now I'm like, can somebody else do it for me?
Have you been on his train?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
I've been at the Royal Gorge. I ziplined across the Royal Gorge.
Oh, you did? You did? I loved it. We rode the train.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I loved it. It was great.
We could see it way down there.
Uh-huh.
It's way down there.
It's cool.
It does look cool.
We did both. We went down and rode the train first, looking up at the bridge.
Yeah.
And then we went up and did the whole thing across, back and forth on the bridge. It was awesome. I liked it a lot.
I would never zipline across the Royal Gorge ever again in my life, even if you paid me like $30,000. Million, yes. But
I've never done that, and I wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
That's too much.
That is horrible.
The bridge is enough.
Somewhere I have the, the little zip drive of it.
Like the GoPro?
Yeah,
like the footage
and I don't know
it?
What I did with it, but it's my kid and I, and we went across that. He loved it. BJ, when I tell you I was like physically shaking, and I like to zip line. I don't have a problem with ziplining, but there was something different about that. Like, I thought, if I get stuck in the middle of the Royal Gorge, there's literally, I mean, are they going to just, how are they going to get me?
I've thought about, though, before, like, when we did our honeymoon, we went to Bali, we did a zip line, and it was so long, you couldn't even see the end of it, and it was over a waterfall.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as I got in the middle of that thing, I was like, what if this just stops?
What do you do? The guy told us we'd have to do hand over hand to pull us to the other side, and I thought, I'm not in shape for this.
Yeah, I've done it once.
Yeah.
Never again.
I'm seeing that guy's name is Mark Grexa, and he's owned it for 2.5 decades, and it seems like he's not doing too bad because he owns his own, like, airplanes and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Royal Gorge,
doing good.
Yeah, life's good.
Yeah. All right, well, good for him.
That train was packed when I was there, so he's doing pretty good with the train.
I don't know. I just picture him as this crusty guy, like, in a cave, like, I got to run the train again.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know either.
That's so weird. Anyway, somebody should do a reality show about him.
Yeah.
The guy that owns the train, right? Man. Okay, there's lots to get to. There's something that was debuting tonight. I can't remember what it was. Oh, my God. Oh, Farmer Needs a Wife.
Oh, what?
It's not debuting, yes, but it's... I've been catching some of it. You guys, it's so bad. Farmer Needs a Wife.
It's back, huh?
It's back.
Wow.
There's these different farmers, and they have farms all over the country or whatever.
Yeah.
And then these chicks are like, oh, my God, I don't like manure. I'll have to get some audio sometime and share it with you guys. It's on tonight if y'all want to take a moment and watch it, because... you literally want to wring their necks.
I'm pretty sure there was a farmer from Colorado on last season.
There was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the middle of nowhere.
I remember that.
He had to drive 2 hours to get to a Sonic.
Oh,
wow.
And then they dressed up to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a night out.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's on tonight. Don't forget about that. If your kid is biting other kids, I like this line that you're supposed to use for your kids. It's kind of just cute. It's like, oh my gosh, don't bite people. And then your kid's like, oh yeah, whatever. You say, humans are friends. They are not food.
Humans are friends.
They are not food.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't bite.
Yeah.
They're not food.
Was your son ever a biter?
Never.
Yeah, mine either.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He didn't bite anybody.
But there are a few that turn out that way.
I was a biter.
Were you?
Yeah.
Pillow. And,
yeah.
Wow.
Still.
Wow.
Tough crowd.
I'm just going to stop talking.
I love this room. It's just fun.
Foo biter.
Hey, okay. We just could stop and all chuckle.
What?
All right, Michael Jordan's memorabilia sells for, it's a rare piece, they say. It's a jersey, and it sold for $4.2 million. I think he bought it. They're not saying who bought it. The first NBA jersey ever worn by Michael Jordan was sold at a recent auction for an astonishing $4.2 million. I don't know. I mean, I would want mine back, the first jersey.
I don't think he bought it. I don't know. I have no idea. But, man, the first jersey he ever wore in the NBA, $4 million.
I bet it smells neat.
Yeah. I did read that.
Nothing like buying something with B.O. on it.
Didn't I read somewhere where somebody else had worn that jersey, too?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I read in that story that it probably would be worth more if somebody else hadn't worn it, too.
You know what's funny is with Michael Jordan, we have not heard any more about his son.
No, we haven't.
That kind of went away, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't know, his son, Marcos, anyway, he got in a lot of trouble. He was drunk driving and he got stuck on the railroad tracks.
With cocaine.
Yeah.
It was ketamine. They found out later that that was ketamine.
Did they?
Yeah.
I think I saw where they dropped that charge, too.
I didn't see anything about them dropping it, but I did see that they announced that it was ketamine, not the other one.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but.
Anyway.
He's trouble.
Yeah, he's not good shape. You know who else is in trouble? Is do you guys ever watch Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
It used to be funny. Now it's kind of way too set up and it's like
staged a little bit.
What's it like for you? It's like what was that MTV show where they had hidden cameras?
Punked.
Yeah, it's like that. So it's Impractical Jokers, but then they got so staged, BJ. It was just become
unbearable. I've seen it. I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
Not a big fan because I'm with you. I thought it just looked
really
contrived.
Stupid. Yeah. Anyway, one of the three guys, his name is Joe. I guess he has canceled the tour that they have going on, and he's entered into an inpatient facility because of sexual assault allegations.
Well,
Well, here we thought they were three great guys.
Yeah, that'll stop a tour.
Yeah. He's canceled his upcoming tour dates and voluntarily entered in an inpatient treatment facility after being slapped with multiple allegations of sexual harassment and assault. So he said he's going to go and take a look at his life for
tour's
a while.
Over.
Yep, tour right, is folks. Over. Tour's over. The other thing I want to tell you, BJ, and I know you don't know her, but remember I said, oh my gosh, we have to have Erika Jayne on our show. And you're like, I don't know her. And I'm like, I know, it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I would hope you don't.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know who she was.
And remember,
no
she was such a bitch.
Yeah, she was terrible.
She was terrible.
Yeah.
And she
hung up on us, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I thought she did.
And she got really, really mad at us because we were making fun of Tom. Now, Tom is the one that was in that whole situation where he embezzled millions and millions of dollars from airplane accident victims, the PG&E or whatever, that explosion.
Yeah.
He stole all those clients' money when he won it in trial. But then he never paid him out, right? You know what she said? And she got mad at us because we were making fun of her husband a little bit.
I asked something about what panties he wears or something.
You said something about tassels.
Yeah. I forgot what it was. It was something like that.
Yeah, does he wear your tassels at
night?
She got really mad. Anyway, so guess what she says yesterday?
What?
That it's true. She married an old, white, ugly man for the money.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
She actually came out and admitted it?
She said it out loud. Yep. Yeah.
And she hung up on us when we just asked about his drawers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now she's going, it was either on Watch What Happens Live or Entertainment Tonight. She's like, look, because she was talking about some other woman. We both married ugly white dudes for their money.
She owes us an apology.
She does.
Because we were dead on with that.
Yeah, we were.
Because we were insinuating, like, look, this guy's good for nothing except cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have the clip from the time she hung up on us.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing.
Yes?
He's a buttoned-up collar kind of guy. I mean, he's a suit and tie guy with shiny shoes and the whole kit and caboodle. Does he ever just go, stop it? Just stop it? Because, you know.
Me?
Yeah, because you're wearing tassels and he's wearing tassels on his shoes.
No. I mean, you know, listen, no. You know, Tom and I have been married for 16, almost 17 years, and he's actually a huge fan of the arts and appreciates everything that I do as I appreciate everything that he does in the law business. So, no.
Okay, because it just seems to me, just based on the people I've dated in my life, they tell me to stop it.
Yeah, because it's like oil and water.
Right.
Because it's kind of like they look
not really oil and... No, it's not really oil and water at all. I mean, we have a lot of common interests, and like I said, you know, just because someone's profession doesn't mean that they're, you know, he's not a stick in the mud at all.
I mean, because, you know, you guys' outfits are different.
So what she's saying is he wears tassels, too.
I'm not saying that.
Behind the scenes, right, Erica?
That's kind of rude.
Oh, God.
That's not rude.
Yeah, that's rude. She owes us an apology.
Yeah.
Because what we said in that interview is absolutely true. That it, she was only there for the money.
Yep.
And she tried to make it like they had so much in common. Oh, we would go horseback riding on the beach together. Yeah. We do it all.
I practice law with him.
Yeah. I go to bingo with him.
Yeah. She sure did, didn't she?
She sure did.
We've been married for 13 years. Listen.
Liar.
Yeah.
Pants on fire.
Exactly. It was all for the money.
So he wears tassels.
Huh. Oh, man. That still boils my brain.
That's crazy that she came out and admitted it.
Yeah,
though.
It is very
odd. I got to give her props for that. So. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because she didn't have to do that. She could just let it go.
Yep. And by the way, she's on Broadway now with Roxy again. So.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Well,
good for her. Yeah, you're right. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
I know.
I just said happiness.
I know you did. Everybody loves to hear happy on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Wait, sets the tone for your day.
Wait, the song, she's still singing a lot.
That song is 2 minutes and 47 seconds. It's 47 seconds too long. Okay, I just want you to know that, Sabrina.
So I was telling BJ off the air, in my opinion. I go, you know what, when I love our show the most is like, when we're all laughing and just being stupid, and even though, you know, I mean, that probably hurt Carson's feelings, just maybe a little bit.
Oh, I mean, just broke me down a little bit.
but we all get to laugh at that stuff. And I was just saying to all of us in the room, I'm like, you know, when we're silly and fun and it's not dramatic and blah, 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 I love the show. And then BJ, literally people, he goes, I'm getting ready to tell a sad story. I'm like, what?
Yeah, why do you gotta bring the mood down?
Look, I cannot just ignore this story. And the story is not uplifting. I'll tell you that. So before you get all happy there, Sugar Tea, why don't you sit back?
No, just HR! Listen.
Kohl's.
Kohl's?
Shutting stores.
No. No, he has Kohl's cash.
I just got Kohl's cash.
I saw it. He has it.
That I gotta use.
First store.
Oh, no.
In Colorado.
No.
Closing this weekend.
Where?
Parker.
No! No!
That was my ear.
What? I have Kohl's cash.
Kohl's will close 27 stores this weekend across the country. Only one in Colorado. It's a place called Arapaho Crossings.
Why can't you take the one in Colorado Springs or something?
It's in Aurora, and it's on Parker Road. And as of this, they are saying this, though. If you go into that store today, you will see deals that you will never see again.
Where is it? Here's me.
Parker,
I don't need any more crap. What
Aurora.
Am I doing?
Yeah.
Hoarders buried alive with Jamie White.
Arapaho Crossing.
Arapaho Crossing closes this weekend. They say the sale is unbelievable.
Oh, man.
In fact, they say the stores they've designated they're going to close, they've already put stuff on sale for those stores because they need to clear them out, that it's going faster than they imagined, and these stores are going to be closing earlier than thought.
And that's big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can get a good deal.
Or you can get
over there.
What I recommend doing when these stores... Hi, I'm Jamie. This sounds so stupid. But I had an unfinished basement for a while, and I bought all the rounder racks, and my washer and dryer were in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you're looking for furniture and like chandeliers and stuff, we went to Park Meadows. Forever 21's closing.
Yeah.
They're selling everything.
They are?
Like every chandelier you see, you can buy. You can buy the shelves. You can buy the mannequins.
Oh, nice.
Dress up the mannequins.
Yeah. And the long mirrors. But I bought two rounder racks when my basement wasn't finished. And it was just so nice to have the washer dryer there, put stuff on hangers and just put them on my rounder rack. I acted like I was at Dillard's or something.
Spadil, you should buy a mannequin and put in a basement with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's That'd like an upgraded cool. blow-up doll, kind of.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go there. I'm just saying, you could dress her and undress her and do things like that. You know, just have some fun. Well, you could. You could just have some fun.
Pretend, I know what you could do.
Play a department store down there.
You know what? You could take one of the arms off and spank yourself with it.
Okay, I can't top that. All right, I'm just going to bail on this. I'm just going to bail on this one. That's just uncalled for. That's just way beyond.
It turned out to be a happy story.
It sounds like a good time.
All right, here's the bad news. Kohl's, it appears, Man, they could be in big trouble. I hope they're not.
I can't even right now. Right.
Spadil,
yeah.
Don't go get a manicure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just going to lead to more of that activity.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't
creepy.
Need that. Yeah. We don't need that on this show. Right.
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Man, oh, man. 79 for a high. You heard it right. 79. Wow. For a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, we're back at it again tonight. The brackets fire back up again. NCAA tournament. We're back again.
Yeah, we are.
We're back. Yep. We're back. Going to be watching. Gonna
when
be
does
watching.
It start tonight?
Four. There's four games today, okay. And they start at 5 o'clock. And they go all the way up till I think the last tip-off is just after 8 o'clock tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So the brackets are back. You got basketball. And baseball starts today.
It sure does. Well, kind of.
Well, not for us.
I mean, well, it does, but we're just in Tampa.
No. They start tomorrow.
Oh, they play tomorrow?
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
We don't play today. We're not even playing on opening day.
Wait, no. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah.
Oh, this is dumb. We're not even playing a real stadium, and we're not starting until tomorrow?
I'm telling you, man, we got the shaft this year.
Yeah.
I guess they think that we just suck so bad that nobody's going to notice.
I mean, it is true.
I do like to have knowledge. So, Spadil, can you give me two names so I can be like, you know, when I'm by that, what do they call it, the water cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I'm by the water cooler, or let's just say the keg.
Because
we happen to have one of those here, too.
Yeah.
And I can throw out a couple of names like, yeah, I'm really thinking that somebody will look good this year.
Well, if you want someone to just be, like, look good, you like him a lot, Ezekiel Tovar. He is the shortstop for the Rockies. And just to say his name again, it's Ezekiel Tovar.
Do we have a shorter name for that? Like Zeke?
Yeah. People just call him Tovar. Yeah.
Well, you didn't want to call him Zeke?
What about Tove?
You could do Tove, yeah.
Okay.
That works. And then
Zeke.
If you want someone to like
Why
complain about...
Why will nobody
about...
hear me?
Zeke is a good...
Yeah,
that's easy.
It's so Jeez, easy.
Got Zeke it right.
Tovar.
Yeah, I like Zeke. Okay. Is there another Zeke on the team that would be confusing?
There is not, no.
Okay,
Zeke,
no.
That's Zeke.
Good.
Yeah.
Zeke works.
All right,
okay, let's go
and
with that.
And then if you want someone to like complain about, like, oh, I can't believe this guy made the roster again, Chris Bryant, he came from the Cubs. Right. They signed him for like... $10 million a year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's played like 50 games in about 3 years.
See, I like to call him CB, and I'm going to be like, hey, Breaker 19, we need some help over here.
It's CB. CB
it's
sucks.
Chris with a K. Oh,
man.
Wow.
Oh,
sorry. Okay.
Wow.
That's it? What about Charlie Blackman?
He's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah, he retired last year.
What about Arenado?
Oh, my God. He's in St. Louis.
What about Jose Canseco?
Yeah. What about Jose Canseco?
Hey, let's bring him back. Yeah.
Yeah, what about Aaron Judge?
Dude, there's really no one other than those two guys that have, like, any sort of notable name.
What about that guy that used to go... You never remember
Sammy
that?
Soda.
Yeah, Soda.
Oh, there's also Kyle Freeland. He pitches for the Rockies, but he's from Denver.
Mm.
Yeah, hometown kid.
I like him. I like hometown.
Yeah, my suggestion is if you're by the water cooler or the keg, just don't bring up the Rockies.
Yeah.
Fair.
I think that's the best move right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants to talk about it.
Nope, you're right. Yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday, man. It's going to be nice out there. You're going to love it. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. By the way, to get some of the program today, well, all the program, you can go through the Odyssey app. Also on our Facebook page, we have a couple of stories up there, including Dave the Dwarf. Dave Dwarf.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He did a great job. He was awesome on the air.
I mean, he was drunk and stuff, but...
I don't know. You be the judge.
Yeah,
okay.
Go.
He's talking about Snow White and them not hiring little people.
Yeah.
You know, you get it.
Definitely.
All right. That's going to be on our Facebook page as well as the Odyssey app. We will see you back here tomorrow. You have a great day. Bye bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.